Cradling my phone between my ear and shoulder, I rinse cocoa pops from a cereal bowl. There's no time to waste. I'm already running late. Okay, I'm listening. I got in early to file the Preston paperwork. I was waiting for the clerk to come in and heard Sarah from the public defender's office talking about this case. Jennifer pauses for breath.
So, what is it about? I urge.
There's this girl, Chloe. She's 15 and is being charged with attempted murder.
What did she do?
Moving my phone to the other ear, I carry on clearing the kitchen, mentally urging her to give me the whole story rather than scraps of information. She ran over this guy and fled the scene. Her voice is tinged with excitement.
Hold on, how come she was driving? You said she's only 15.
Yes, she is. She got into his car and reversed over him.
How did she get the keys? Did she steal them?
I'm not sure. Jennifer's voice trails off.
Okay, we can find out later. Is he injured?
Oh, yes. She is suddenly animated. He's still in hospital. Both of his legs are broken. He has a couple of fractured ribs, a punctured lung, and severe internal hemorrhage. Doctors aren't sure if he'll ever walk again. Ouch. I wince, shuddering as I try to freeze out images of the unknown man's wounded body. Sarah suggested running the case by you to see if you have time to take it on, Jennifer continues. Taking a deep breath, I mentally run through my current workload.
I don't know. You know how busy I am right now.
Yes, but you're always looking to help young women, girls you don't have anywhere else to turn, and you haven't taken a pro bono case in a few months. Jennifer's right. Cases where the accused has a tough story, where others would have run a mile, always get to me and make me work my hardest.
Are you still there?
Yes, yes, I quickly answer, jolted back to reality. I don't know. It's a hit and run. Is it worth the effort?
Well, it's not like the usual cases you tend to take on. But just because she's not the victim of abuse doesn't mean that she doesn't deserve a solid defense. And you know how busy the public defenders are, she presses. Sarah is juggling 18 other cases. She has no time to provide a proper defense. This girl is doomed. Something about Jennifer's description of the case doesn't tally.
There's a small voice inside me, warning against wasting time, telling me to move on. Can't her parents find a good barrister?
I don't know, but if she's been referred to a public defendant, that's probably her only choice. Just guessing.
Despite my reservations, I'm intrigued. Can you ask Sarah for the case file?
I got you a copy already. It'll be on your desk when you get in.
A smile creeps onto my face. Jennifer's extraordinary organizational skills allow me to focus on what really matters. Defending clients. Jennifer hangs up, and I continue clearing the kitchen. This morning has been hectic as usual, as I got my two children ready for their day, prepared their lunch, and made sure that they finished breakfast. As normal, my husband ran out first, leaving me to deal with the mess of our harried morning routine.
Gotta go, he'd said. Wanna beat traffic.
You say that every day and you still always get stuck, I responded, shaking my head as I looked at all the clutter.
Today's the day.
I can feel it,
he said, kissing me on the cheek before rushing out. His optimism is admirable, but it would be nice if he helped me clean up for a change. I still cannot understand why he insists on driving to work instead of taking the tube. It would certainly save him some time, not to mention the aggravation of being stuck in traffic. But then again, I too refuse to be like the vast majority of other Londoners and take public transport. Driving provides me with time to think, the ability to jump in my car and get away whenever I need to. And I hate being in close proximity to so many other people, squashed against the side of the carriage during rush hour. The dishwasher makes a rumbling sound as the cycle starts. As I turn around to leave, the bright Peppa Pig cup grabs my attention. Stretching to pick up my daughter's cup from the other end of the kitchen island, I grasp.